Harry and Ron hurried to a desk at the back and opened their bags. Ron looked behind him. "Where's Hermione gone?" Harry looked around too. Hermione hadn't entered the classroom, yet Harry knew she had been right next to him when he had opened the door. "That's weird," said Harry, staring at Ron. Maybe she went to the bathroom or something." But Hermione didn't turn up all lesson. "She could have done with a cheering charm on her too," said Ron, as the class left for lunch, all grinning broadly. The cheering charms had left them with a feeling of great contentment. Hermione wasn't at lunch either. By the time they had finished their apple pie, the after-effects of the cheering charms were wearing off, and Harry and Ron had started to get slightly worried. "You don't think Malfoy did something to her?" Ron said anxiously, as they hurried upstairs towards Gryffindor Tower. They passed the security trolls, gave the fat lady the password, Flibbertigibbet, and scrambled through the portrait hole into the common room. Hermione was sitting at a table, fast asleep, her head resting on an open arithmancy book. They went to sit down either side of her. Harry prodded her awake. "What?" said Hermione, waking with a start and staring wildly around. "Is it time to go? Which lesson have we got now?" "Divination, but it's not for another 20 minutes," said Harry. "Hermione, why didn't you come to charms?"
"What? Oh, no!" Hermione squeaked. "I forgot to go to charms!"